98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The holidays are officially over. Now the question becomes what to do with your discarded natural Christmas tree. For most cities, waste pickup will either be this week or next. In Oshkosh, residential curbside Christmas tree collection will take place as part of the regular garbage pickup this week and the week after next, January 19th through the 23rd. In Appleton, curbside Christmas tree collection is scheduled for next week, January 12th through the 16th. Residents in Appleton should have their trees curbside by Sunday, January 11th. Trees must be natural and unflocked. All decorations, lights, and stands must be removed, and no plastic bags are allowed. See our story at WISS.FM for more information and for more ways to dispose of your tree. The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down about 2 cents from last week to $2.40 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy said new developments in Venezuela could draw attention to the global oil market. According to AAA this week, in Appleton, gas is down about 5 cents to $2.43 a gallon. You'll pay the same in Green Bay, and in Oshkosh, a gallon of gas will run you $2.44. The Oshkosh Area School District is hosting the second annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration starting at 8 a.m. Monday, January 19th at Vell Phillips Middle School. The celebration is meant to bring the community together to reflect on King's call for justice and peace. Anthony Miller is the Director of Community Engagement and Equity at Oshkosh Schools.
For one, I think it's very important that we acknowledge how far we've come, but we don't forget the legacy that Dr. King left behind, and we are able to recognize the things that he fought for.
Miller said this year's celebration is guided by King's powerful quote, "True peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice."
It's up to the students who are participating to bring that quote to life and to reflect on it in a way that they see fit.
Miller said events like this benefit all students, but especially those students who may feel disenfranchised.
Well, yeah, if you see it, you can achieve it. So it's very important that students of all races, genders, sexual identities are able to see their identities represented in a positive way, so that they have something to aspire to, so they have somebody to be inspired by, so that they know that things are possible.
The event is free and open to the public, but registration is required by January 12th. For information and a link to RSVP, see our story at WISS.FM. This week, state lawmakers will consider a proposal to make it easier for school bus drivers to maintain their licenses. The proposed bill would reduce the frequency of commercial driver's license testing for school bus drivers over 70 from every 2 years to every 4 years. Lawmakers say about a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65. And between the frequent testing and the medical review process, the state has about 20% fewer school bus drivers than it did 20 years ago. The bill will receive a committee vote on Wednesday, January 7th. Wisconsin's pandemic-era child care program ran out of funding this summer, and in the state's biennial budget, a new program to bridge the gap sends supports to providers and families. But some providers aren't eligible to apply. Melissa Kay reports.
State Senator Patrick Teston says he was surprised to learn that only child care providers regulated by the state are eligible. That leaves some providers licensed by tribal nations unable to access that money.
What was brought to our attention, and we were not aware of, is that our tribal nations, they aren't able to qualify. And many of our tribal nations, including the Ho-Chunk, have their own child care centers. And they provide services not only for their own tribal members, but for others within the regions that they serve and operate in.
A bill at the state capitol would fix that, letting Native nations also qualify for the bridge support payments.
By opening the door and making a small minor tweak to current state statute on how this program is operated to open it up for tribal nations, we have 13 federally recognized tribal nations here in the state of Wisconsin. it's going to further open the door to allow and increase access to childcare and hopefully help with the affordability of it.
9 Democrats and 6 Republicans, including Teston, have signed on in both chambers of the legislature.
If other child care providers are able to access these programs, our tribal nation should be as well. And so this should be a layup and a slam dunk, in my opinion.
I'm Melissa Kay.
The Assembly version of the bill got a public hearing in December. The Senate version is still waiting in committee.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us 5 scorers. Got 5 guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is icy out there this morning. It is cloudy. We have fog. Areas of freezing drizzle and little light snow in spots. And that's going to continue through this morning into this afternoon. We will get into the mid-30s here by later today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more patchy fog. Could get icy into the low 20s tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.